Good joyful sound there from Al Wilson and the La La Peace Song. An announcement here that you might be just interested in, looking ahead a little bit to the 16th, in fact. No trains will be able to run between Portsmouth Harbour and Havant on Sunday, November the 16th, until 10:15, while engineers renew the track.
Wipe the tear, baby dear, from your eye. Bonsoir, old thing, cheerio, chin chin.
Number 33 on our victory roll this week, Goodbye, bringing the time round to 18 minutes to 1 o'clock. We're off now to Xanadu. Hold on a second while I tune up the guitars. Here we go. Yes, this is it. Dee Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Tish. Well, that'll help your lunchtime digestion. Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch. Fast and furious stuff there with the legend of Xanadu taking us back to 1968. You may have heard my announcement earlier on for trains not running between Portsmouth Harbour and Havant on Sunday, that's November the 16th, until 10:15. We've just had a call from the bus company to say, though, that buses will be at the pickup point, so don't despair if you're travelling on that day. You'll be able to get from point A to point B quite happily by using a bus, this time instead of a train. Here she is now, Melodious Melanie, with the time at 14 minutes of 1 o'clock. 14 to 1. That's the amazing Melanie. I have in the studio with me at the moment my friend and colleague Dave Simons, making something of a guest appearance. I just asked Dave, in fact, while that record was playing, has he ever met her? Because I think she's absolutely luscious.
Yes, I have met her, and I think she's absolutely luscious as well.
Very edible.
Oh, totally so. But unfortunately, she went and married somebody, which is very unfair. Somebody who was rich and gave her own record label. She comes out on Neighbourhood Records now, which is in fact the label which she co-owns with her husband. And so gone is the wide-eyed sort of girlish bit that every man in Christendom yearned for. It's gone to somebody else.
Alas, alas.
Happily married with kids, alas, alas.
When she first started singing, Dave, she seemed to be very sort of provocative singer. She was almost controversial, wasn't she?
Mm.
When she first started off, I remember my next door neighbour, who tends to like soft rock, middle of the road music. I think Frank Sinatra is about, you know, her scene. I got her to listen to Melanie one day, and she's, good God, that woman singing desperately out of tune, desperately flat. But of course she doesn't, it's just her voice, isn't it?
That's right, she cracks the voice and bends it, rather like the string of a guitar, I guess. I mean, if you bend a string, it's a perfectly legitimate thing to do in musical terms, and she does the same thing with her voice.
Perfectly, and it's very expressive, I think. But there you go, you know, what's one man's cup of tea is another man's voice, so to speak. 9 minutes to 1.